This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association in Orlando, Florida. I'm here today with Dave Franson, who is the new executive director of the Wichita Aero Club. And the Aero Club is a new organization around Wichita. Tell us a little bit about it, Dave.
Well, Paul, the Wichita Aero Club was formed basically as a networking and professional organization to give us an opportunity to discuss the issues and matters of importance in aviation in the air capital of the world.
And what are the what's the club's goals? I think it you mentioned to me earlier when we were talking off mic that it was similar to the Wings Club in New York.
Yeah, it's actually patterned kind of after the Wings Club in New York and the Aero Clubs of Washington, D.C. and Atlanta. It has goals to foster and promote the principles and developments of aeronautics as the Washington Aero Club's goals in the state. We swiped it directly from them, and we also are planning to offer some recognition and trophies like the Aero Clubs do in Washington and in Atlanta, and the Wings Club does. It's a networking opportunity. We really want to create the opportunity for people to get together and support aviation. We're going to encourage education and training and career development in aviation-related subjects, and we're really trying to offer a forum for everybody to interact and cooperate in the aviation community here. And basically, it's not limited just to this locale. Even though Wichita is the air capital of the world, we expect that there'll be a lot of people coming from a lot of different places to participate.
It's somewhat surprising that Wichita doesn't have this already, given that it is a major manufacturing center for aerospace, and certainly New York is not, but it's had the Wings Club. Why do you suppose it never developed before? Nobody thought of it?
Well, I think it actually may have developed before. There's a list of organizations that, as long as your arm, in Wichita, that started out back at the beginning of the 20th century, including one called the Wichita Aero Club that was chartered in 1915. It apparently sponsored a ballooning event and then promptly dropped off the face of the earth. We haven't seen anything referencing it since. There were a couple of other attempts during the course of the last decades that included the Aviation Space Writers Association that had organizations here for a while, but they just didn't seem to take off. But Wichita is the air capital of the world. We've built more airplanes here than any place else on Earth, so it just seems like it's a logical thing to do, and it's time to do it.
Who are the principals? Who's involved in forming up this organization?
Well, we've got a number of companies that are already involved as founding members. Cessna Aircraft Company, Hawker Beechcraft, Spirit AeroSystems, Bombardier, Learjet, Yingling Aviation, Pratt & Whitney of Canada, Professional Insurance Management, Aviation Insurance. Let's see, who else? Flight Safety. They're all founding corporate members, so we've got a pretty good core of people that have already indicated they'll participate, and then we've got lots of other folks. You know, there are 40,000 people engaged in the aviation industry here in Wichita, when you count all of the suppliers and all of the people that are employed at the various airframe manufacturers.
Now, what kind of activities we have? We have a monthly meeting. We have promotional events. What sort of things will you do?
Well, we're looking first, of course, at just doing the monthly luncheons like the Aero Clubs in Washington and New York and Atlanta do, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, if you will. We also plan to have a gala dinner type event like the Aero Clubs and the Wings Club do. Give a trophy, not unlike the Wright Brothers Trophy or the Collier Trophy. We'll do at least one golf event every year as a fundraising thing, and for those of us who like to get out on the links, we may consider doing more than one.
Any activities here at NBAA?
Well, we're going to have obviously an opportunity to see an awful lot of folks at NBAA. We had a press conference scheduled for Monday. And that's the opportunity to let everybody know about the Aero Club and give a little more detail on speakers. We're still working on trying to develop our schedule of luncheons for the coming year and so on. So that's going to be forthcoming. But we're going to use NBAA as an opportunity just to talk with people face-to-face and give them more information about Wichita Aero Club.
Last question, how do they get more information? Website, telephone numbers?
We're working, hopefully have a website up very shortly, if not even as we speak. We've been working on it for a couple of weeks now, trying to get something up that's at least a placeholder, and it will have more information. I'll have an address on that, an email address on that someday soon, too. But right now, if you want information, people can get that by contacting me either by phone at 316-681-4491, or you can contact me at dave@francinconsulting.com. And that'll also get you. So pretty soon we'll have a Wichita Aero Club website and an email address. But until such time as we have that, why, you can fall back on the dave@francinconsulting.com.
Okay. Well, thanks for speaking with us, Dave.
Well, good to talk to you, Paul.
We've been speaking with Dave Francin, the new executive director of the Wichita Aero Club. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now, with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Datalink weather leader in flight and every flight.